shocking, the thing. And, you know, and every week, every month of that, I would have people come into the constituency office, and I'd tell them, people earning 32,000, 33,000 euro a year with four or five kids, they say to them, look, you're never going to get on the housing list. And they say, well, what are we supposed to do? We can never get a mortgage. And I says, there's nothing you can do. I mean, literally tell them that there's nothing I can do for them, there's nothing anybody will do for them, and this government doesn't want to know about them. And that's the reality of the situation. And those people are suffering in that way all the time. I mean, a young family earning up to 50, 60,000 a year will never get a mortgage and will never be able to buy a house the way things are at the minute. And that's the reality of the situation. I actually don't think there should be any income limit on being on the housing list. I think everybody should be able to be on the housing list. And the reality is that, like, the list is, I mean, Deputy McCall spoke earlier on about that that's a very brave thing to do, and it shouldn't be done and that there. But the reality is that the numbers on the housing list are used as a way of actually deciding how many houses you provide. So if you artificially keep the numbers down, it actually says, the bizarre way that the fucking government works is they say, oh well, there's not much need, so we don't have to provide many houses.